Welcome to the Bridge Podcast, a digital worship service. We know that walking with the Lord isn't easy, and we hope this show is a way to come alongside you and offer a little extra weekly encouragement. Most of the content for the show was originally created for our BridgeBox subscription service. For more information, go to missionusa.com/BridgeBox.
Yeah.
darkness. I will remember that Jesus wanted me so badly that he died for it.
Our host team, they're going to go prepare our meal. All right, well, we're headed into the holiday season here, and I think there's something we all need to be clear on, and that is that God is not Santa Claus. You know what I mean? I think when, I'm being honest about that, I think when we're a little kid, that it kind of gets all mixed up in your brain, right? You know? Look at the paintings, you know, it's a dude with a beard, and he knows everything you do, and he's got a list of the good people and a list of the bad people, and all gets a little mixed it in there, right? You get a little screwed up on that. I think especially when we think about this gift thing, because as Glenn pointed out, as all these pastors pointed out, and it's a good point, it bears repeating, the idea of God giving you a gift is not you behave and then you get something. Because that's actually not a gift, right? That's a bribe. God is not bribing you to do what he wants you to do. He's God. He doesn't really have to go that way if he just wanted you to do something. There's this idea of the reward, and that's even in the question this person asked me. I want these good gifts. How do I know if God wants to reward me? God doesn't want to reward you, because a reward is something you earned. God wants to give you a gift. Here's the thing that makes a gift a gift. This is the definition of it. A gift is something someone doesn't have to give you, but they give you anyway. Anything else is a paycheck or a piece of payback, or everything else is business. Gifts are about love. And that's very different than what we're talking about here. But it's easy to get all that twisted up. And I think we all do that. We all lose sight of what a gift actually is. But God wants you to have things. He wants you to have good things. He wants you to have things better than what you would choose for yourself. Here's the thing about the Bridge. We want that for you too. We want you to come back here. We want you to have a better job than you think you can have. We want you to have a healthier relationship than you think you can have. We want you to think better of yourself as a child of God than you would have ever thought about before you come in these doors. And we've seen people go through that process here and get all those things, and we want that for you. God wants it for you too, but not because you earned it. But that's where it gets a little tricky, because he does want to give you things and then have you do stuff with them. And he wants that to be an ongoing process, but that's different than you doing enough good things for him to give you something. That's a little tricky, and I understand that. I want to spend the rest of our time here unpacking this. Let's go ahead to this verse, Tosh. This is a story Jesus told. This is Mark 4. He says, Jesus also said, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man scatters seed on the ground night and day. Whether he sleeps or gets up, the seed sprouts and grows, though he does not know why. All by itself, the soil produces grain, the first the stalk, then the head, then the full kernel in the head. As soon as the grain is ripe, he puts the sickle to it because the harvest has come." Okay, so that's a farming analogy. Jesus is walking around. A lot of the people he was dealing with were farmers. That was kind of the big industry at the time. And he says this thing, it's very interesting, of the kingdom of God, being someone who's a Christian, is like being a farmer who can't make things grow. Some of us would say that's not being a very good farmer, but that's not what he says. He says, this person goes out, they do what they're supposed to do. They spread the seed, they do that faithfully, they do that dutifully. But then things grow. Good things happen. The thing they want to happen happens, and they don't know why. I don't know what's going on over there either, but it'll probably be fine. I think the key is to think positive. That all good, yes, they don't know why. I'm fascinated by that. Because I think that's the way good gifts happen in our life. And the place we all drive ourselves a little nuts is when we try to figure out why God gave us something good, right? We try to deconstruct it so we can do that again. Like we tricked him into giving us something. Like we found the secret code and now God has to give me everything I want. It's just a gift, as we're talking about. Take it, enjoy it, be thankful for it. There's another one coming, but not in the exact same way. Speaking of Christmas, there's a story, is almost certainly not true, but my pastor at home tells it, and I just love this story. Little kid is getting, we're getting right up on Christmas, and little kid, again, he's got the Jesus Santa thing isn't exactly clear in his head, so he's asking Jesus for the Christmas gifts. He's doing his prayers at night, and the mom's walking by the door, and it's about a couple months out from Christmas, and he hears, Jesus, just please give me a dirt bike. Just please, I want it. Give it to me. Okay. A couple weeks go by. Yeah. Jesus, I will be good all year next year if you just give me a dirt bike. A couple weeks go by. We've escalated now. She's in the living room, and she realized they have a little statue of the Virgin Mary there. It's gone. So that's weird. But, you know, I'm getting ready for bed. Walks by the door. Jesus, I have your mother. If you want her back, give me a dirt bike. That's not how gifts work, but that's how we're doing with God, right? God, I want this job. I have gone to church this many times. I have helped this many old ladies. You got to give it to me now. And that is killing us because you can't have a gift if you think you earned it. That is robbing God of the ability to give you a good gift, and it's robbing you of the joy of getting a good gift. Your paycheck is not a gift. Your paycheck is something you are owed, and if you don't get it, you are well within your rights to be very upset about that. But that's not how gifts work. That's not how that goes down. Glenn brought up something in the beginning. I want to go back and visit in our time here. Talking about the garden, right? The first sin, the thing that messed everything up, was someone trying to hustle God out of something he wanted them to have. God, Adam and Eve are in the garden. God says, it's all yours. All splendor and glory and majesty and fellowship. There's this one thing you don't need to have. Don't go near it. And as Glenn was talking to us about earlier, right? The devil got right up in their ear and said, that's probably the real good stuff, right? But that wasn't the sin. It wasn't until they tried to do an end run around God to get something good. That's what the sin was. That was the problem. They didn't talk to God. They didn't ask, hey, what's with the really good fruit? You can tell us. It'll be cool. They didn't ask. They just decided, there's this thing I want. And they got target lock on it, like we all do. There's this job I want. There's this relationship I want. There's this thing I want. And I get so locked in on my plan, on my hustle, on my thing I think I'm making happen. Not only could now God couldn't give me that as a gift, but he can't give me any other gifts because I'm not paying attention to him. I've decided I want this job at the place down at the end of the block. Five people can try to offer me a job that's better than that one on my walk there. But if I'm locked in on this one thing, I can't get any of those good things, right? And not only do we not get what God wants for us, the thing you have to wrap your mind around, how do I know if it's a gift from God as opposed to something I'm chasing? That's the crux of this thing. That's where it really the rubber hits the road. That's the thing we want to figure out. If you think you deserve it, it's not a gift from God. And not only is it not a gift from God, you are aiming too low. Talk to any of these pastors, any of our staff people. The life God wants you to have is much bigger than you would ask for yourself. I'm going to go back to the Santa thing. When little kids who are all in on the Santa thing, they aren't asking for stuff they can get at the corner store. They're going big. Now, you tell me there's a dude, and if I promise to be good, I'm not going to have to follow through on that. I just got to promise to be good. He'll give me anything I want. I'm not asking for a piece of candy. I'm not asking for, you know, a book. I want a pony. with laser eyes that flies. I'm going big, right? That's what we should do with God. Adam and Eve, they were trying to get on their hustle to get something good from God, and they ended up throwing the whole garden and paradise and perfect fellowship away for a piece of fruit. But that was what they had decided. That's what they had decided their gift was. That's what they decided they wanted. That's what they decided God should want them to have. And it was so much less. And aren't we like that? Don't we try to figure it out and game God and understand and all that? Well, what we should do is the way this story ends. As soon as the grain was ripe, he put the sickle to it because the harvest had come. Farmer, this Jesus story didn't ask questions about what this was. Didn't like, I planted lettuce and this is carrots. I wonder why that happened. Didn't matter. God has given me something. It's here for the taking. I'm going to get all of it I can. That's good. God does not want your false churchiness about, well, I'm just waiting on my blessing of whatever he wants to give me. God, it's okay to say, I want awesome things in my life and I want every last bit of them I can get. God wants that for you more than you want it for yourself. But you have to let him take the lead on that. Don't call the shots on what God wants to give you. That's not a gift. Let him choose your gift. Let him choose the time and then be happy to receive it. Amen? Amen. Amen. Y'all come up, Jed Brewer. We're going to sing a couple songs here.